When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is sponsored by the Tisserand Institute. Now that your attention is focused on your nose and sense of smell, you may want to explore the world of essential oils. Perhaps you're already familiar with them, but would like to know more. What are these magical substances? Where do they come from? And what do they do to our bodies? No matter where you are on your essential oil discovery journey, the Tisserand Institute can provide you with current, evidence-based, and relevant knowledge. Their multinational team of tutors has well over a century of combined experience and is dedicated to helping you gain confidence. Everything they teach is rooted in evidence. They comb through the published research and traditional wisdom, so you'll never have to wonder why they say what they say or use Google to verify their claims. The verification is already in your hands. And if you have a question, just ask. The Tisserand Institute team is ready to answer. Join the global body of students in one of Tisserand Institute's certification courses. Meet people who are equally enthusiastic about the world of essential oils. And learn together as one cohort. If you really want to dig deep, you can join one of two diploma programs to spend a whole year gaining insights and wisdom. You can start by signing up for the Tisserand Institute monthly newsletter to get the newest clinical research updates, deep dive blog posts, and news from the world of essential oils. Whichever path you choose at the Tisserand Institute, you may just learn more than you ever thought possible. Head over to tisserandinstitute.org to satisfy your inner essential oil nerd. Welcome to An Aromatic Life's Whiff of Wisdom. This is a brand new format that I'm adding every other week, in between new conversations, where I'm going to release a very short, inspirational clip from one of my previous guests. The goal is to offer a whiff of wisdom for your aromatic life and give you some inspiration to try new things that use your sense of smell more. Today's whiff of wisdom is from episode 11 of the podcast with the psychologist and cognitive neuroscientist, Dr. Rachel Hertz. Dr. Hertz shares how we can use all those positive scent memories we have to help improve our well-being, both physically and mentally. She also shares how you can create new scent memories for your children, as well as generational scent memories through food. I hope you enjoy. So if we were to take positive scent memories, what could we do to help our well-being? I mean, I'm an aromatherapist, so obviously I like to try to work with aromas all the time to help somebody tap into, you know, scent memories from the past to help them relax and to feel calm, especially during these crazy times that we're living in.
Well, absolutely. You can do so much to
right.
You know, enhance well-being, both physically and mentally. So going back to what I said earlier on about how scents are coded with emotion. Well, scents are really proxies for emotions. So as soon as you smell something, and if it's connected to, let's say, a past feeling of being really calm and comforted and feeling really secure, you are then experiencing the emotion of being really calm and comforted and really secure. And along with that, your heart rate may decrease, your variability in heart rate will become more steady, your breathing might slow down, you'll feel like a sense of all body relaxation, your hormonal state will change corresponding to that, you know, the brain neurotransmitters that you have that are activated will change as a function of that. So you have this full body reaction because that's what happens when you're in an emotional state.
Right.
And along with that, you get real relaxation. So you feel better. You feel, able to cope with the moment and go forward and all the other things along with that. But you also get physiological changes, like I just mentioned, which have really positive consequences. So for instance, when we smell scents that bring us back to positive past personal memories, it actually has an impact on our immune system and decreases the amount of circulating inflammatory cytokines, which is what causes inflammation and what causes, you know, sort of the precursor to all kinds of bad things that can happen to us as a function of being really stressed. You know, being really stressed is actually really bad for your immune system. It both increases right. these inflammatory cytokines. It increases the likelihood of inflammation. It increases the degree to which you have other things going on in your body that are potentially not good. And so it can have a really negative impacts stress. And so if you can bring stress down as a function of smelling something, it actually has a real physiological consequence on reducing these inflammatory markers and making your body much healthier overall. So this is, I think, extremely important that not only are you feeling more calm and able to go about your day, but you're actually physiologically counteracting the negative effects that stress is doing on your body and physiologically repairing yourself. And not only is it the case that you have all these inflammatory responses with stress, but also lowers your resistance to illness. So for example, your susceptibility to viruses is decreased when you're really stressed. Whereas right. if you are not stressed, you actually have better immune response resistance to potential microbes and so forth, pathogens that are available. So it's really important right now for multiple reasons to work with smells that for you as an individual make you feel good, make you feel calm, make you feel unstressed.
Right. And it's, yeah, it's so true. It's kind of a preventative measure almost, right? First, you have to get yeah. out of the state of stress and then maintaining a level of calmness. You can do a lot with scents there as well. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I think there's also one of the things that I find exciting is that there's, would you agree that maybe there's an opportunity to also have parents work with children more to start creating unique scent memories that they can tap into the future? Or is that too manipulative? Like, is that even possible?
Well, I think it's actually completely possible and in many different ways. So first of all, one way that's very simple to do and hardly manipulative, but is with comfort food. So the aromas of the foods that we experience in childhood, you know, when for either special treats or maybe, you know, our parents are going out and, you know, leaving us with a babysitter and we get to yes. eat, you know, special food or, you know, special family feasts and so forth. Those aromas from those foods are what evoke the sense of comfort when we're adults and why we go back to maybe it's macaroni and cheese or.
Oh, absolutely.
My case, I had like, I grew up in Montreal and my parents would go, we used to get to eat this tortiere, which was from the grocery store and probably not all that healthy, but you know,
matter.
I loved it. So this, and the scent of it is like this total, like I completely love it. It's hardly gourmet. I can promise you that, but it's just completely comforting and completely positive to me. And so, you know, that was not at all manipulated. And that was, you know, hardly anything interesting, but you as a parent can do all kinds of things very deliberately with creating flavors that you can pair with certain experiences for your child to have particular memories. So remembering the time what we did, you know, a trip to Bali and the foods that were eaten during that trip, and then maybe sort of like reinforcing that experience while you're there, and then later on potentially making some of those dishes so that your child goes, oh my goodness, like I remember that vacation and it was so great. And you can have that as kind of then deliberately having the child and go, you know, when I want to remember that vacation, I'm going to make sure that I myself cook this meal, and then I can also pass that on to my children. So you can create kind of generational memories connected in this way. And a lot of people do this kind of incidentally without even realizing it, like right. you know, the famous family recipe passed down from grandma to your mother to you and then so on. You know, that's basically the same idea, and it's kind of linking you to the past, it's creating comfort, and it's something that you may have had as a child that now when you smell it as an adult, when you have the flavors as an adult, you feel really good, but you're also bringing that to your children at the same time. And in another way, you know, also really deliberately, I've done research where we looked at explicitly, and the reason why the negative example works much better from a laboratory perspective of doing a little experiment. So we had a scent that these children had never smelled before. It was not unpleasant at all. And we paired it with this frustrating experience, pretty benign, frustrating experience. And then later on, that scent was exposed. They were exposed to that scent while they had to do another kind of a task that was sort of, they needed to be motivated and, you know, paying attention and so forth. And when kids were exposed to that scent that had been connected to frustration, they performed much worse than kids who were exposed to a different scent or kids who are not exposed to a scent. And we switched around what scent, you know, it's not like there was anything about the scent per se. It was depending upon the condition. They either got one smell connected to, you know, this frustrating little experience or another smell as the test and so on.
Okay.
So flipping that on its head though, you know, one of the things that's really key, well, first of all, one of the things that's really important with children and performance is that when you're in school, you know, it's not your ability that's being recorded, it's your performance that's being recorded. So teachers go, oh, so Johnny's really performed well on this test. So there, he's really smart. He's, you know, going to go into the next group and so on and so forth. Whereas Johnny could be just as smart, but have no motivation to do the test. So the performance is really low. And then history goes from there. And so, you know, kids get pegged and placed and so forth, and it tends to follow them, unfortunately, and it's based on performance, not ability. And if you can get a kid to be like really motivated when they're doing a test so that their performance is excellent and their ability shines through, that has huge impact on the present and also the future for them scholastically and going forward just in terms of their life.
I hope you enjoyed that whiff of wisdom. Do spread the insight by sharing this episode with your friends and family. And if you want more, why not go back and listen to the original full conversation with my guests? If you enjoyed this episode, I think you might like my new Substack newsletter, where I share my thoughts on all things smell. It arrives in your inbox bi-weekly and is meant to pique your curiosity and expand your idea of what sense of smell can mean in your life. You can sign up for it for free at anaromaticlife.substack.com. Have a great rest of your day. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new conversation related to our sense of smell. Take care.